This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Welcome back. Hour number two rolling in at you. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed. Joining me again, I presume he's somewhere out on the road, but I don't know. We'll find out in just a second, is CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. Good evening, sir. Have we got him?
Yep. Good evening, Bill. How are you?
Okay. I am good to go. I got a question for you. With all the stuff that you're doing out there right now, I see a lot of people trying to rally people. Is the lethargic gun owner beginning to reveal himself yet again? Are you seeing that in the grassroots out there anywhere?
Yes, I am, and mostly because I think they realize what kind of bullet, so to speak, they dodged.
Right.
No pun intended. They realize how bad things could have gotten, and they also realize that the antis are still out there, and they haven't given up. So it's interesting. Today, I had an interesting day. I spoke for about an hour and a half to a group of first, second, third year law students at the University of Cincinnati. They wanted to hear about Trump versus Hillary Clinton and the Second Amendment and what would have happened. So I had a good discussion about that. Then as soon as I walked out the door, I had WLWT TV News there, and we sat down and did about a half-hour interview based on where we stand right now with our Second Amendment rights and how our concealed carry laws in Ohio are about to get a lot better March 21st, 90 days after the governor signed the bill. But the people on top could have lost, and which is heartening, because that's what we wanted them to do. We were wondering, you and I wondered for a long time, when is everybody going to get off the couch? We knew the power was there. They just had to act. So I think they are mobilized. They understand what could have been. And at least for the short term right now, they want to make sure they see this thing through with national reciprocity, with their Hearing Protection Act, and, Trump signing executive orders, getting rid of the lead ban, the Social Security garbage being averted. And so they're realizing now what they lost. I mean, a lot of us didn't even know that, Bill. We didn't know what we lost.
Well, yeah. Well, some people are. I mean, you knew what they had lost, and I knew what they lost. But, I mean, I had a chat today with Representative Jeff Duncan, who's my congressman. I had to fill in at a local radio station. And they have the feeling in the House that they finally are somewhere where they can actually get something done. And he believes that there is a very good chance that the Hearing Protection Act will pass. He believes there's a very good chance that national reciprocity will pass. He is looking, we were talking about this Fourth Circuit thing, Colby case, and he believes that with over 100 federal judgeships open right now, that Trump will be able to populate things and, start to swing things around, because these will all be new judges in new slots. I don't know how old they'll be or whatever, but he's also thinking that sometime in the summer there's going to be a second Supreme Court justice step away. And I think they're looking at either Kennedy or Souders being those. And then, I mean, with one of those two out of the way, that's going to be another conservative. So they feel like they're in a position to get something done. But when I'm looking at this health care bill they're pushing forward, some of these Republicans, they're doing their very level best to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory, aren't they?
Oh, they sure are. You know, I listened to a lot of that today. In fact, I was going to mention that to you. Just look at the seemingly helter-skelter attitude of our Republicans on health care reform. They're screaming the sky is falling before they've had the opportunity to sit down in committee and say, okay, what can we get done? And how are we going to do this? You know, it's amazing. And I'm hopeful that they realize that if national reciprocity doesn't pass, if the Hearing Protection Act goes awry, if all these things happen, it's on them. And the sleeping bear is awake, and we're not going to forget. So 2018 can be the year of the real revolution, and certainly they're going to have some explaining to do if things don't happen, because you can't have a majority and be able to get things done in the Senate and have the White House and have business as usual along any line. I mean, I think the American people are sick and tired of being sick and tired, and they understand now that what it takes to be engaged, and they understand after the Trump victory that what being engaged can result in. So I think our politicians need to pay attention, need to be vigilant and prepared to let the door hammer butt on the way out.
Well, you know, one thing I don't think most of these people understand, or most of the constituents understand, is how malleable a politician can be. Because I've never met a politician that would tell me with a straight face that I could believe that I really don't like being a U.S. representative, or I really don't like being a U.S. senator. I mean, that would be a bold-faced lie. I know it. You know it. They would know it. But they are malleable. They will bend. I mean, that's what happened in April of 2013 when they were bringing up universal background checks. They thought they had the wind at the back of their backs, and they were smooth sailing for finally to get universal background checks, which would have ushered in the registry. But people picked up the phone.
And I used that same example earlier today to these young impressionable minds that whenever I have the chance to infect their minds with a sense of reasonableness and rationality, I try to do that. Because, and I use the same example, you got to remember what happened after Sandy Hook. Our gun rights were doomed in America until we picked up the phone. If a politician could grant everybody's wishes, you know they would in a heartbeat, because they want nothing more than that free government ride and that free health care and the money you're making and the insider trading. They want that. They don't want to lose that for anything. It must be something very intoxicating. Once our politicians get the taste of that, nothing else matters anymore. And so you're right. Ring the phone, jam up the emails, and things happen, and things happen in a hurry, because they don't want to lose an election. And we shake them to the core when we light up the switchboards and hit them with emails. You're absolutely right, Bill.
How impressionable are these young going to be lawyers? How receptive were they to what you had to say?
Well, you know what the last question was?
Yeah.
What do I care? What do I carry? What's my daily carry weapon?
Oh.
Which I got a kick out of. And but they're not as naive as I thought. But there were a group of conservative law students, people really cared about the Second Amendment, to come and listen to that topic, and they all thanked me for coming and speaking. And they were so happy that finally they had some non-liberal speakers that they could go listen to. So they're ready for the fight. And I laid it on their shoulder. You know, I said, this is your problem. I'm too old. This is your problem now. And so they're ready to take up the fight. And they're a little, you can see their naivety and their questions and the expressions on their face. But I get the feeling that they're not going to back down from a fight, that they understand that they're hurting. They understand that the country's hurting. And they're ready to take on that fight, which made me feel good.
Coming up on the first break, if you're not a member of Second Call Defense, it is a very simple thing to do. You go to secondcalldefense.org. You go through the process of signing up. I recommend the Defender Package. At the end of that, if there's a promo code box there, use any form of my name you want, and you're going to get your first month free. It would take you, spending what you're going to spend, it would take you till you're in your 70s, if you're my age, it'll take you 20-some-odd years to spend $10,000, or you could be in a self-defense shooting, and that's what it's going to take to get you out of jail.
combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now you are ready.
if you have joined, you have taken the last step you can possibly take to get ready. That's what they specialize in. Joining me again is CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. Now, Sean, I won't be one of the speakers at the NRA meetup. But I want to ask you. Well, could I? They're going to have open mic night. I could do it.
Anyway. All right. You know what? I saw a few of them. I didn't think about that. I think Sean Heron, our friend Sean Heron's on. And I'm not sure who else. I don't think I recognized anybody else.
I don't know. I mean, I'm going to be there, but I, you know, at all those meetings where they have all those speakers, that's what I was referring to.
Right.
I'm sure I'm going to get together with somebody and do something. If you'll give me a little time, we'll shoot some video. But anyway.
We'll do that, and I'll see if I can get you on mic night.
Okay, that's cool. If I were to get a chance to speak about anything, though, you know, this, I'm very conscious of the fact that we're right now at one of these moments where if we seize this moment in just a, I mean, I think Trump's going to be in place for 8 years. I don't see, I mean, the other day when he did his speech, all they the guy they picked on the Democratic side was to do the rebuttal. I'd never heard of that guy. They said he was a governor somewhere and he's some old white guy from the Party of Diversity getting out there giving the rebuttal, and everybody's going, who is he? So I'm pretty sure that he's going to be the president. So, and in a very short period of time, with a very proactive agenda, we could put ourselves in a place to where we solidify gun rights here in the United States. And I'm afraid in a lot of cases, you remember, I remember the, do you remember when we had the contract with America back in the 90s?
Sure do.
We didn't do anything with that. We didn't do anything with that when that happened. Now we had Clinton as president, but I mean, and we didn't get any new gun control after that. And I suspect that Gingrich got in charge because of the gun control that got put in place. But I mean, we never have ever had a moment where we could be proactive. Is anybody out there talking about that? Is that, I mean, besides what we're hearing about some of this other stuff, I mean, is anybody talking about rolling back the stuff on the VA? They just did it with Social Security. They need to roll it back with the VA. Is anybody talking about after these shall issue states and everything else?
You know what? I do hear that, and I think that's why everybody's embracing to do permitless constitutional carry on the federal level. I know the wheels are turning. Certainly, the natural reciprocity and the Hearing Act isn't the only thing. Time and time again, you're rolling back the lead bans, doing whatever they can, and this is just the beginning. I think there's his Second Amendment coalition that he has. I expect them to act with recommendations. And I expect everybody in America, all of us pro-gun people that are largely responsible for the Trump administration, to let people know that it's time to take it back, because we've been on the defense for so long. What could we say after the Obama administration? We could wipe our brows and say, God, thank God we dodged that bullet. Thank God, you know, that we stopped what was happening in the Senate after Sandy Hook. So what do we say now? Thank God the UN Arms Trade Treaty hasn't been signed. That could have changed with a different president and a different Senate also. So there's a lot of things out there that we got to take back, and we need to take them back. And at the same time, we need to forge ahead to make sure that never, ever can we be threatened with losing our fundamental civil rights like we have been, in the past two decades. That's unacceptable. And we need to use the newfound power that we have to make sure that we build a wall around us and make sure that we stack the interior with ammunition and firearms, because that's what this election was all about more than anything. When you're looking at the National Rifle Association winning states like Ohio, you know, being in Tennessee, being in Florida, being in Maine, being on the ground everywhere, we have an expectation that it was a gun vote again that won the day. And I think Trump realizes that. And more than anything, you and your listeners and I realize that we have an opportunity that we may never have again, and we need to take advantage of it. And that's what I'm saying. We got to keep the phones ringing, make sure that we start showing up at town meetings and let these yahoos know that they can go outside and chant if they want to. But I agree with you 100%. If they're not talking about it, and I am hearing them talk about it, we need to see some concrete plans. Okay, you're going to take it back, take all those losses back, But how can we forge ahead? And how can we fortify our position so we don't have to worry about that? And I think another Supreme Court appointment is a good way to get that done. And you made a great comment. We have 1,000 vacancies for federal judgeships. Fill those babies. And we're looking at generations of people that think like us, making the decisions and properly interpreting the law, not legislating from the bench. That's all the antis have. The anti-gun people, all they have is federal district courts and courts of appeals that they're hopeful will ignore the law and just pen their emotional opinion. And now that we can take that over also with the judiciary, that has to be done. And we need to attack every front that we have, from the judiciary, make sure the legislative branch is doing what they can do, and then our foreign policy also has to protect our rights and our gun rights.
Let's see, we're coming up on the break. One thing I think they should do, and like the arms trade treaty, I think something should be put in the, McConnell's ear. They need to pull that out of the inbox. They need to vote it down, tear it up, and be done. Just letting it sit there and doing nothing with it means it will sit there and gestate, and one day the Democrats will be in charge again.
I agree with you, and I don't know. I've read some about that. I don't know what can be done, if anything. Once that's in place, I'm not sure. I think that's what the big push was, but that's a good point. If we got to start a fire, then it needs to be started, and that thing needs to go away, because what goes around comes around, and we can get bit by it.
Well, I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff on the UN that they have just let sit, and I mean, there's one still there called the Treaty on Treaties. It's been sitting there since the Nixon administration that they've never voted up or down. So let me do a little.
Maybe we should defund that and kick that can down the road, too, so we never see it again.
Oh, yeah, that one would be a nice one to get rid of.
Yeah.
So
take the UN in their blue helmets and get them out of town.
The blue helmets, though, is such an easy thing to put the sights on. Anyway, I shouldn't talk like that. Second Call Defense. Okay, listen. If you're not a member of Second Call Defense, when you go out every day carrying your self-defense weapon, you're walking alone. Wouldn't you rather have that knowledge that you have that lawyer, that attorney-client privilege waiting on you? We'll be right back. Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloak Tuck 3.0 IWB Holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
If you have joined, yes, you are. Joining me again is CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. There's a lot of talk right now, Sean, going on right about now about this whole year zero dump, the Vault 7 dump, if you will. I think this is sort of a clear-cut indication that in order this is the shadow government that I've heard so much about with all of their little machinations. This is a clear-cut indicator they had to manufacture something to go after Trump because Trump owes nobody nothing. They have no dirt on him.
No, that's exactly right. And he said that from the beginning. They're manufacturing things. They're trying to make issues that where issues don't exist. And, you know, he's being typical Donald Trump. He has information. He's sharing it. He's circumventing the media. And he's thumbing his nose at him. And, you know, it's time for everybody to get locked and step behind him. And I'm talking about the Republican Party and the Democrats that want to survive 2018. Because anything but the repeal and replacement of Obamacare isn't going to be enough. I'm sorry, but these things need to be done right. Promises need to be kept. And we all wondered what was going to happen when the lobbyists and the do-gooders didn't have their hands in Trump's pocket and couldn't get there. Well, now we're seeing what they're trying to do. And eventually, I like to think that that's going to run out of steam as he keeps accomplishing things time after time after time. But again, we still have the power to hold these people are responsible for what they're doing also, and we can't forget that we got Donald Trump's back. We put him there, and we got to make sure we have his back. And when we won the election and when we won the day, that was just the beginning for what we have to do as American citizens to take this country back, because we got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, the whole thing, though, with I saw Jonah Goldberg. He was writing in Town Hall, and he was talking about how Twitter is going to be Trump's Achilles heel. But Jonah Goldberg was a never-Trumper. And he doesn't quite understand what happened when Trump got out there and said, I got they were wiretapping me. Now they have to say Obama wasn't wiretapping Trump Tower. And if they do that, then they have to say where all of this evidence supposedly about this Russian collusion came from. And then they also have to explain how this whole year zero thing, which part of this apparatus was designed to put somebody else's fingerprints on a hack and make it look like somebody else did it, like, say, I don't know, the Russians. All of this stuff is coming out, and I mean, and Trump has access to all of this. Trump can go into this and penetrate all of this and find out all about whatever Obama did. This is really going to be the gift that keeps on giving instead of the smoking gun, isn't it?
I think it is, because we have a president right now that isn't from the establishment, and he's going to let us know what's going on. He's not going to bow to the pressures from the CIA, the FBI, and everybody else to try to save face. He's going to let us know what's going on, and I think that's what probably terrifies everybody more than anything. You know, and you look at, you know, the WikiLeaks, you look at, you know, what we're finding out about TVs, the CIA, and everything that can be done. It's a whole new ballgame, and Donald Trump is not, his power is our information. The more we become aware as a country of what's going on, the stronger he gets and the stronger we get. So I think you're right. They have to try to manufacture something because they can't find anything on him. And I think Donald Trump, with his Twitter feed and however else he wants to do it, he understands that our knowledge is his power. And I think we all need to realize and understand that. But that's a huge favor that he's doing for us. Finally, we're going to know. And we may have a hard time swallowing what is being fed to us, but you know what? There comes a time when we have to know exactly what's being done and understand what they're shoveling.
Yeah, I'm just waiting to see how this all plays out, simply because I'm not troubled about the thing about the smartphones. If I were Samsung, I'd be a little upset that my TVs had been outed because they got names. I'll be looking at their stock prices just for the novelty of it all. But I'm not troubled about the other stuff because I always suspected that, because that's why everybody wants to go electronic. That's why they want you to have smart guns. That's why they want you to have a cashless society, because they can control all of that at any given time. And if all of a sudden you went somewhere and they wanted to get to you, they just freeze your assets. Or if you're out there and maybe in a fight with the totalitarians, they turn off your gun or something. So this is nothing new. I mean, we've been, as Second Amendment advocates, we've been dealing with this for a long time. It's a little shocking, I'm sure, too. The regular normal people that don't do the fight and everything. But this is really sort of good news, isn't it? I mean, this is the corroboration that we didn't ask for about Trump. But and I've seen this in more than one place where people are saying, well, this is it. You know, the last time somebody stood up to the CIA, they killed him. But that was Kennedy. That was Kennedy. Trump hasn't said he's going to destroy him. I think he'll probably try to make a deal with him.
Well, you know what? I think he'll be Donald Trump to the end. But we have to consider this: as the swamp keeps getting shallower, who knows what they're going to try to come up with? They have to be, you know, beating their fist on the table, because they're throwing everything in the kitchen sink and it's not sticking and it's not stopping things. And you know, if we are draining a swamp, and as things start to appear, you can imagine what's going to come out. And I'm kind of happy and satisfied that they have these attacks right now, and that he's walking through them like the Teflon Donald Trump. And I think in the end, that's what we needed. And we had the wisdom to vote for the right man to put in that office. And I don't think he's going to quit. I don't think he's going to give up. But we're certainly going to see the other side really bear down on everything they can possibly do. And I don't know and we've always said that just because we're America doesn't mean we're immune from the type of clandestine governments and the improper things that all these other governments seemingly do that we're immune from. Our CIA, our FBI, and our whoever else is out there, we don't know what they've been doing, and we don't know what they're capable of. So we should be prepared for that. And you're right, Bill. because we're Second Amendment advocates, because we've been fighting the fight for so long, this doesn't surprise us. This is expected, and in a lot of ways, it validates who we are and what we've been saying for so long.
Well, I'm not that worried about any of that, but as we're going along, I'm not worried about them trying to take him out or anything, because they don't have anything on him. That's one thing. And the other thing is he's a pretty savvy player. He's proving this each and every time. When he goes to Twitter, the stuff that he does, I mean, these guys, everybody hold the Never Trumpers hold their head and say, see, we told you. And everybody's out there denying. And then it just sort of plays out. And then all of a sudden it reveals itself. And then I'm just thinking the man's a genius.
Yeah, you know, I agree. Because with Donald Trump's tweet, oh, so far there's been fire. So I'm not worried about it. He's not dumb enough to do what the mainstream media accuses them. They've been wrong dozens and dozens of times. And it's kind of humorous. You know, oh, no, nobody's been bugged. We did, Obama, you know, he's owed an apology. Well, let's wait and see what happens.
We will see what happens and everything. In the meantime, well, you know what? We're coming up on the next break. We'll talk about this in the next little bit. Second Call Defense, go there. Use my name. That's going to get you the first month on secondcalldefense.org. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Yes, you are. secondcalldefense.org. Joined again by CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. Now,
just want to interrupt real quick after that commercial, and you've said over and over again that, you know, that it's worth it. Your membership fees are worth it, and you don't walk alone. I want you to consider our California member who paid about $315 in membership fees and has $45,000 that's been spent on his behalf already to date. Talk about a return on your investment, folks. That's what we need, because none of us, and I mean very few of us, can weather the financial storm and the prosecutorial might that would be thrown your way if you just happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. So I just wanted to throw that out there when I was thinking about that, because I've heard you say, Bill, over and over and over again that you don't walk alone. And I just wanted to give you that example. I'm not afraid to tell anybody that we're spending that kind of money on our members, because that's why we're here, to do the right thing.
And
I can never show that.
Yeah, Sean would rather you spend his money than spend your own when you become a member. So,
absolutely.
Quite nice of you to do that. Obama has moved a couple of miles away from the White House, and he's got Valerie Jarrett living with him. I was thinking about that today. I know a lot of people that I have a whole lot of regard for, and I mean, some of them have been mentors, and some of them have been right hands, and some of them I've, you know, trusted with my life. I'm not installing any of these guys in my house. So, I mean, isn't done. And Obama's supposed goal is to get rid of Trump. And all of these guys that keep talking about impeaching him and all of these other things, do they understand, do you think, what would happen in America if this minority of people tried to push to get rid of our president, who won fair and square, because it was never about the popular vote. It was never about the illegal immigrant vote that gets the motor voter vote in, or vote rather, in California. It was always about the Electoral College. He won it masterfully, and they want to get rid of him now because it didn't go their way. Do they understand that that might lead to all of this trouble that they're really seeming to seek in these inner-city enclaves where they destroy all the Starbucks and a couple of park limousines? Do they get that, do you think?
I don't think they have the ability to think that far ahead. I think they're reactionary little babies right now. throwing their temper tantrums, and it goes beyond a temper tantrum when given the fact of who Obama's house guest is and the fact of, that he buys a multimillion dollar house, you know, a few blocks away from the White House. Of course, you know, it comes out what he's doing, the purpose for him, how his organizations are causing all the trouble, having all these peaceful protests slash riots slash attacks on innocent Americans. If that were any one of us and didn't have Obama for a last name, they'd be outraged. But for some reason, again, the media locks with their heads down and does nothing but stick their heads in the sand, and it's just a total disservice to us. And the First Amendment protections that are afforded to them, it's a crying shame that these people don't have to at least act like a media, act like a free press before they get the protections they want. I mean, that's a great thing about living in America, I guess. In some people's mind, the First Amendment protects their ability to burn a flag, while the First Amendment also protects our media, our newspapers, you know, and all of our other news outlets to do nothing. And they're actually deceived. Fake news, I mean, how can we stand up for or stand against fake news? That's ridiculous. And the fact is, we all know what's out there. We've heard it, and you're thinking, how could that happen? Well, it can happen, and it didn't happen, but it was just thrown out there to try to defeat Donald Trump. And when he calls it out, you know, I used to say, why are you spending so much time talking about that? Well, you know what? We have to undermine the media and the people that are doing this. We need to understand that it's flat out not true.
I have a, you know, in the chat room, they're talking about how that it has already been put out in government amongst those that know. And I'm probably, this makes Trump once again look like Nostradamus with all of these former generals he's got working for him. With that kind of military insidership that he has in his administration, I don't think the intelligence community will move against him, but that doesn't mean that people like Dean and Obama and Clinton and all these other people are not going to try to do something.
Oh, and I think you're right. They're going to try. But can you imagine what his meetings must be like? Because I can imagine that these generals, these admirals, these military heroes, they probably pretty much speak in plain language. So their conversations would be pretty good to listen to.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
You're right.
I've been on the receiving end of some of those field grade plane talks. So thankfully, that never directed at me. I've just been like there when it was happening. I was never high enough up on the food chain to warrant personal attention. But yeah, you're exactly right about that. When you got people like that dealing with that, and Mad Dog Mattis, I mean, there's a reason they called him Mad Dog. It's not like he's, you know, he doesn't carry around the book of etiquette in his back pocket. He's not concerned with that kind of stuff. He's just looking for that kind of result kind of thing. So we'll see.
Yeah, I wouldn't be real excited about investing in North Korea about now either.
Well, North Korea, I think China is coming out on North Korea. And I think, you know, North Korea really only has one friend in the region, and that's China. If they lose China, I don't know what they do then. I don't know where they get their cans of Spam from. It's already bad there as it is. I mean, it can't. If it gets any worse, they're just going to starve to death. They may have news.
Well, you know,
they are going to die. I mean, it's not going to be. There's not going to be anybody to shoot them.
No, I think you're right. China is their last saving grace. And whether it's the White House or what's happening, or China steps back and realizes what they lose if they lose America as a trading partner and ally economically, they probably understand that they face some pretty dire consequences, because if we decide not to pay back what we owe, hell, that's a tragedy in their mind as it is.
Yeah. So it all comes down to the Benjamins, doesn't it? I know it does.
You know, it does come back down to the Benjamins, and that's why sometimes I get a little chuckle out of the fact that we allow our own citizens to file bankruptcy. I don't know why they expect us to pay them back for all the trillions of dollars of debt that we have. But that's for another show, but still.
Yeah. It's pretty funny when you think about it. I mean, what are they going to do, foreclose?
I know. That's one thing in the equation economically, especially on the world stage, I never quite understood. So I guess we're promising to pay him back.
But it's all on the honor system. I mean, anyway, we could sit here and try to fathom what is actually the holding thing for it. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's okay. You're going to invoice me. All you got to do now is collect it. Talk to you later. So,
economically, I'm smiling because guns are getting cheaper and ammunition is starting to fill the shelves again. So yeah, I'm the happy camper.
There you go. There you go. And Faster is still going to Colorado, as far as I've heard. I know that's still going out there, despite the new things that are happening. We're about to, we got about 40 seconds left, so let me do a little selling here, if I may. Second call defense. Now, he just gave you that comparison. Somebody spent about $300 being a member of Second Call Defense. They got $45,000 worth of legal representation. Just think about not having that, needing that representation, and then having to find it some way. And having to stay in the jail until you don't, or until you find it, or find the bail, or all that stuff. And that's what they do. That's what they specialize in. They'll be back. He'll be back here next week. We'll do it all over again. SecondCallDefense.org. Sean, thank you very much for joining me.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here. And Wednesdays are my favorite day of the week.
Howard for free.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month, we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.